I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. For many listeners, the refugee crisis is nothing new. However, some refugees are only just now experiencing that trauma firsthand. That's why Matt Morrison of E3 Partners says the lead trips to Germany to stop and listen to newly displaced refugees.
They're kind of honored when someone wants to actually hear their story, when someone actually does care enough, and they enjoy just someone being there to kind of help them pass the time while they anxiously wait to find out if they'll get to stay or not.
Each day begins with training so volunteers learn how to share their faith stories. Then it's off to the camps to build real relationships.
We obviously want to meet people's physical and emotional needs, and we should take every opportunity to do that. But the only thing that will secure lasting change is the gospel breaking into a person's life.
And you're listening to Mission Network News. The Turkana People Group is the second largest nomadic group in Kenya. Benson is a church planter in Turkana who went through the discipleship program with Global Disciples. 15 years ago, the Turkana people were considered unreached with the gospel. Benson started training church leaders and helped plant over 400 churches through the area, but is far from being finished. The biggest thing you can do for the church in Turkana, Kenya, is to pray.
Pray that in the midst of the challenges of droughts, the challenges of sicknesses, that God will show himself, because there are so many that have never heard about him. We see at the end of the day, they need to give their life to God.
This is Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Deaf Bible Society is offering a free phone wallpaper this month that reminds you to pray for them as their ministry translates God's word into sign language. Get yours again for free at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.